Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
And co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Shauna. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Viata. Call in and comment 515-605-93.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and we're just here to start your week off with the mindfulness stress relief session coming up at 7:15. Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day. If today is your birthday, we are celebrating a birthday here on The Female Solution, and wonder which guest it is. Wonder who that might be. Well, let's just take a sip. And we do not own the rights to this music. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to my loving husband, Tony Host IT. Happy birthday. Now, let me stop that before. All right, before they say I owe them some money. Stevie Wonder got a whole lot more money than I got. But if you're selling a birthday, celebrating a birthday, we're celebrating with you. Want to come say hi to people before you go, Tony?
Hi there.
He's headed out to start the car this morning because it is freezing and we didn't start it yesterday. So, oh, you don't want to come stick your face in the place, baby?
Nope.
He says nope. Well, happy birthday, happy Earth Day birthday born to you, my love. Mwah, 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 mwah.
Thank you.
Come give me some sugar before you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. So if you're celebrating a birthday, we're celebrating a birthday with you, too. Happy Earth Day birthday born day to you, too. And always let us keep in mind those who are affected by the environment, life, stress. That's why we have Earth Day. Earth Day. Where's that? Okay, just hang around. We'll talk a whole lot about it because you need to know about it. And if you don't know, now you know. So be sure and text somebody and tell somebody. We're talking about Earth. In the news, you know, the controversy is going on. It's the migrant shelter controversy in Inglewood. Excuse me, I have been volunteering with an organization called EAAChicago.org for the past 32 years, and I see the amount of migrants that come, especially from the Ukrainian community, and when they get here, I'm not knocking anybody, I'm just saying I see what's available to them and what's not available to residents who already live here, like the homeless. Or those who are working at 2-3 jobs and still can't afford rent. So I see the discrepancy in the housing. I see everything. And I'm sure you see it too. And it's not going to change until we do something about it. So that's what's on the news this morning. In Inglewood, that controversy is, people are a little bit upset because they're moving into Inglewood. And beating of that young man, Tyree Nichols, 29 years old, police beat him to death. Lord, have mercy. And Congress is not passing a bill to stop it. So what does that say about your legislators? That means you need to get busy because your family could be next. Our families could be next. So it's just a matter of time. So one of the things that the issue was that they are given English classes. Of course, they need to speak English because many of the Ukrainians who come where I volunteer, most of them don't speak English. They offer them housing, put their children in schools, give them medical, and you work every day and can't afford it. I'm just talking about the inequality that's going on in the system. So we welcome all immigrants, but the city needs to pay attention to those who are already here struggling as well. And the police accountability program, I digress, going back to this young man, Tyree Nichols, Congress is delaying the vote. We got to get busy. So that's one of the things. And on February 28th, you can vote for police councils. That's what they're arguing about. And that's what Dr. Willie Wilson is reforming, said there's need to be a police captain in each community in those seven districts. So there's a local rally today at the Federal Plaza. One of them is by Operation Push. And it's also, today is the 10th anniversary of Hadiya Pendleton. Just like the other one. And you can see the devastation that it has caused in the community. And the Obama Library is naming, I think it was a portion of the library to her. Something like that. Thank you, Tony. So, just wanted to share that with you. And if you are headed out and about today, it is a hot mess outside. You do not, you do want to take your time when leaving home this morning because it is cold, cold, and cold some more. There is a winter warning weather winter warning advisory in effect. So you want to keep that in mind as we take a look at the traffic and weather. And traffic and weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of ITEX, actually Chicagoland, Chicago ITEX, and I'll pull that up for you here in just a second. There you go. If you are a business owner and entrepreneur, you have products or services, you can buy anything and everything at ITEX. And the thing, good thing about it is you don't have to spend your dollars. You can spend IRS trade dollars. I'm sorry, it's ITEX trade dollars. And it is recognized by the IRS as cash. So if you have a good accountant, and if you don't, I can recommend one, Sherwin Clark Tax Accounting. Been with them for years, and they can always help you through this maze because you need to know the tax law. So I digress. Winter weather advisory allows you travel time. Grab your parka, your boots, your gloves, hats, everything you need. It's like minus 12 degrees outside right now. Slick roads, so expect delays if you are traveling anywhere. There are no reported delays on CTA and Metro, but on your regular expressways, you know there's always some traffic. Inbound on the Kennedy, it is 28 minutes in, 21 on the reverse, 29 on the Edens inbound, 20 on the reverse. On the Eisenhower, that's another story. 36 minutes in, your usual delays at Mannheim. On the reverse, it's 29. Inbound on the Stevenson, it's 28 minutes. At the Dan Ryan, the earlier accident, that car has been towed. Also at 31st Street from the Stevenson, that accident has been cleared. On the Bishop Ford, 12 minutes in both directions. Lakeshore Drive, DuSable Lakeshore Drive is 11 minutes in and 9 minutes out. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of ITEX.com. Be sure and set your DVRs for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. That's right. Check out our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. And you will see the wonderful contest that we had just this past weekend. It's every fourth Saturday of the month. Every last Saturday. I shouldn't say fourth because sometimes there are three or four Saturdays in the month. Four or five, I should say. So every last Saturday of the month. And you can see the contest there. I was trying. Okay, and yeah, you can go to our YouTube channel and our Facebook channel and post your comments there. So we'll be announcing the winner there. And set those DVRs for Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19 to see the show. You can always go to our website, HigherLearningNetwork.org. And while you're there, be sure and check out DiabeticDonut.com because you could be diabetic and not know it. I was a borderline diabetic for over 10 years. Do you hear me? Over 10 years. So want to keep that in mind because if I was diabetic, chances are somebody else was diabetic too. And when you go to DiabeticDonut.com, there is a free download. So be sure and download that recipe when I drink every morning. Doesn't taste good, but baby, it works wonders. Apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale, and turmeric. Put it in a blender, some water, and you will be just fine. Takes a while, 6 months to a year. It took me 6 months. Some people take a little longer. And you can avoid those pills that they have included toxic chemicals in it. So just thought I'd share that with you. Anyway, if you're listening online, thank you so much for joining us on our Facebook page and our YouTube page, Higher Learning TV Show. Oh, and we're on Twitter and Instagram as well. And I want to show you our Instagram page because we always make it our business to help the homeless. And our page is called hln.homeless.project. Excuse me. And we delivered some food over the weekend. We'll be delivering more and heaters and things of that nature. And I just wanted to share that the page with you so you can go and check it out when you get a chance. But this is the last Saturday we went. So just wanted to share that with you. They're praying there, so I didn't want to stop that. Anyway, you can go to our Instagram page and check that out. And you can also go to diabeticdonut.com, and I'm going to pull that up so when you go to the page, you will know exactly if you are at the right page. So when you type in diabeticdonut.com, if you see this lady with a pink donut, if you see Zelda Speaks, you'll know you're at the right place. If I came off of medication, anybody can do it, but it all depends on your diet. And I just want to share that with you. I went to the doctor last week, and I was having a problem with tingling because I have sciatica, which came here to teach me many lessons I don't want to learn. Anywho, during the testing, the neurologist was testing different parts of my body. And after she did that, something popped up on the screen, and it said a vitamin deficiency. So that just shows you that our nutritional value of what we get today, it's not food, y'all. It's synthetic, and it's not real. So especially the meat that we put on our table, you need to Google Dick Gregory on YouTube talking about the food that we eat. Anyway, because I have a nutritional imbalance, I like to call it, I was told to get B12. And one of my friends, Pat, told me about her daughter goes to get B12 vitamin shots. And so I mentioned that to the neurologist, and she said, no, you don't want to do that because you're going to need it forever. So I suggest that you go get the liquid kind that you drop, put under your tongue. So that's what I've been doing. But I said all that to say this: nutrition, nutrition, nutrition. And that's what we're talking about today, earth therapy. And how does nutrition play into that? Well, hang around 7:30. We'll begin talking about that practice. But right now, I'm going to give you my Monday morning mindfulness from Mike House. It's Monday, January 30. It says, fix it when it breaks. We sometimes let small things slide when they happen, and we put off doing minor repairs until they develop into something major. This practice sends a message to our subconscious mind that we are comfortable with less than the best, and this has a profound impact on various areas of our lives. We can't profess to want the highest and the best in our lives when we settle for mediocrity in our environment and relationships. We cannot expect to receive the best when we deliver just enough to get by, and maybe even less than that. We are out of order, and the law is always at work. What you give, you get. Don't allow anything to remain broken or malfunctioning in your experience. Fix it. Fix it. Replace it or remove it, lest you become accustomed to it and it becomes your new standard of being. In Working with the Law by Raymond Halliwell, we learned that every idea and mental picture must produce after its own kind, whether the picture is good or bad. Keep wholeness around you, just not in your thinking, but in everything. But keep alert at all times. Be attentive and be ready. That's Luke 21:36. And that's your Monday morning mindful inspiration from Mike House. And if you would like to received his inspiration, he can send it to you too. But you cannot respond because the list is long. He's like, once you respond, you get cut out. So you can't respond and say, oh, yeah, that was awesome. I'm going to share it, yada, yada. Any comment, you cannot do that. So keep that in mind. So if you can text the word, here it says stress relief, but if you text Mike House, text the word Mike House to 219-699-2114 with your phone number, and because that's how he sends it out, not through the email but through your phone. So if you do that, you'll be glad you can participate in it as well. So text the word Mike House to 219-699-2114. Alrighty? Alrighty, it is now that time of the morning. It is 7:20 a.m., and it's time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. You know what that means, right? It's time to let go of some of that stress. Also, the doctor, she touched my shoulder. She was like, ooh, you got a lot of stress for 8 o'clock in the morning, and you were tired? I was like, yeah, I had a long, stressful night. I was editing, and I love editing, but it's very time-consuming and stressful, but I love it. So, you know, I guess I carried that anxiety with me because things were not going the way I wanted to. You know, sometimes a word will pop up. Anything will pop up. It's just craziness. What can I say? Anyway, so let us take time for our Monday morning mindfulness meditation as we begin the process of just breathing in and breathing out through our nose, breathing in through the nose. Hold it. And then when you exhale, blow it out. And the reason why we're blowing out, we want to release some of that stress that the body tension has built up. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about you. Okay? All right. So let us begin the process. Close your eyes. You should not be looking at me, but the inside of your eyelids. So close those eyes. And let us begin the process of breathing in and breathing out. And it doesn't matter if you keep up with me breathing or not. You just breathe for yourself. That's what's important. So breathe in, hold it for a hot second, and then breathe out. Okay? So that's what we're going to do this morning. Breathe in and breathe out. Close your eyes and let us begin the process. Inhale deeply. Inhale deeply. Once more. And blow. Time to time. Your thoughts. Of the breath. Flowing this way. Move that body. Get. one. Energy back up through the sides and the arms. And as you exhale, look to the left as far as... Thank you. am that I am. Solution, and we're going to have an experience you have never had before. It's called Earth Therapy. So stay close and share this video. We'll be right back, okay?
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 7-7 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to the last Monday of the month. Happy Earth Day, Birthday, Born Day, if you're celebrating. Happy birthday to my husband, Tony Hoeks. Bless his heart, who went to warm the car because it is cold outside. Do not go outside if you don't have to. Don't. If you do, get everything thermal and you will be just fine. If you are just joining the conversation and you would like to be a part of it, we'd love to hear what you have to say. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And if you're online watching us on our YouTube or Facebook channel, type in what city you're listening or watching in. But right now, let's go to the phone lines. Press 1 to speak. I forgot to mention that. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak as we go through the phone lines. Mute yourself. 773-961, you're live on Female Solution. Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Lawrence Lenore.
Good
morning.
So good to hear your voice this morning.
And I want to give a big shout out to my brother, your king, Tony, and a happy birthday.
Oh, bless your heart. I will certainly tell him that. He will be happy to know that. Thank you, Lawrence. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Naperville, Illinois, formerly of Chicago.
Okay. Lawrence Lenore. And I read online, don't you have a book out?
Yes, I do. My latest book is a book of poetry entitled Love in the Garden.
Love in the Garden. Oh, I love that. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I wrote the book. It's a book of poetry about a man's love for a woman.
Ooh.
And, you know, we know that the Word of God, we're talking about the Word. The Word. Words are very important.
Yes,
and we are Word. We are Word and Spirit. And, you know, if we take it in the natural, when we were in grammar school, we used to write that little note, I like you, do you like me, check yes or no. Those words, we used to say, will you go with me? Those words. So a lot of times nowadays, men, they take women to the West Indies or to Jamaica. They buy them flowers, candy, take them out to clubs, take them out to dinner, buy them clothes, rings, diamond bracelets, things like that. But words are very important because words will never be forgotten. Words come from the heart. And if you allow me, I'd like to read one poem out of my book.
Please do.
This poem is entitled Extension of Love. When God made man and pulled woman from his side, I am sure that he had you on his mind. Someone who would have a man's back and guide him. Someone in whom a man could confide in. The very essence of God's plan for mankind rests in the soul of the woman of God he had me find. So when the days ahead bring question and doubt, and moments seem to stand still, and you question what life is all about, remember the change God had you make in me, then you'll understand your role in my destiny.
Wow, that is powerful. That is, I love that. That's powerful. How did that come about, Lauren?
Well, you know, I used to watch women a lot in Chicago while I was downtown. I didn't watch them to flirt with them. I didn't look at them and say, oh, boy, she's fine. I looked at them and tried to imagine what kind of woman that was. What kind of life did she live? And I saw a lot of women. They were busy. Some of them had real comfortable shoes on, but they had skirt suits on. Some of them had uniforms on, working for UPS. Some of them had their hair locked. Some of them had them permed. Some of them nails were done. Some of them wasn't. Some of them had rings on. Some of them had no rings on. And I would look at them and say, that seems like a good woman. Why doesn't she have a ring on? And so I just started thinking about how valuable these women are in our life. You know, a woman is our first teacher, our first nurse. A woman is really our first pastor. A woman is our first doctor, our first counselor, our first comforter. A woman does everything for us. And then when we get older, we end up sometimes in a nursing home, or we end up incapacitated in some way, whether it's mental or physical, some of us. But regardless, we still end up needing that companionship of a woman. So between birth and old age, like they say, from the cradle to the grave, in the middle, we need to learn to appreciate and value that woman, treat every woman like we would have someone treat our mother, our daughter, or our sister. So we need to recognize that even Jesus came through a woman.
Amen. You said that. I couldn't have said it better myself. That was powerful. But I do have to ask you the question. You said when you saw a woman with no ring on her finger. Now, you know, there's a lot of women that are married who don't wear rings.
Yes.
So
I do know that. That was just for me personally, because I feel that some women just don't want rings. But just for me personally, I feel that she doesn't have to wear a ring because she's married. She can wear a ring on her pinky finger, not wear one at all. But it's okay. Just for me personally, I like to adorn a woman with an outward expression of how I feel about her.
Well, I thank you for calling in and sharing how you feel about a woman, because sometimes we receive so much negativity. It is refreshing to have some positive comments, especially from a man. Because words can hurt or heal, and that is all part of the experience today. What we're talking about is earth therapy, and why is it that you need it? And Lawrence, you hit the nail on the head. Earth therapy is body, mind, and spirit. And actually it's mind-body experience, because the mind controls the body. And you hit the nail on the head when you said that, because we have been indoctrinated to think that the body is the most important thing and the spirit is the most important thing. So it's important that we keep our mind intact by practicing a ritual. And that's where the word spirit comes from. Baba Kwame Sunhorse, regular called in, he's from Georgia, and he called in one day, and he said something I can't remember the exact quote, but he said, in the practice of your daily practice, whatever that practice is, if you look at the word spiritual, there's the word ritual in there, and we want to keep that in mind. So I want to thank you so very much for sharing your ritual this morning, and your ritual is the book. And what's the name of the book,
yes,
and where can we get it, Lawrence?
The book is entitled Love in the Garden, referring to the Garden of Eden. In the Garden, and you can find it on Dorrance, D-O-R-R-A-N-C-E, Dorrance Publishing website, Dorrance Publishing website.
Okay, B-O-R-R-A-N-T-S?
D as in David, O-R-R-A-N as in Navy, C-E.
See, Durant's Publishing,
yes.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yes.
Yeah. All righty, Lawrence, well, thank you so very much. We greatly appreciate you calling. Please
thank
stay.
Thank you, Zelda.
And we look forward to hearing more from you in the future. Thank you so much. Greatly appreciate that.
Thank you.
And continued success with the book. Be sure and check out Durant's Publishing website so you'll be able to get the information there. And that was Lawrence Lenore from Naperville. Thank you. We got people from all over the world calling. We have no idea. Oh, we've got a few comments here, too. Our sister, Vieta Robinson, my sister from another mister, says, Grand Rising Queen. Grand Rising back to you, and salute to our next queen as well, Naima Executive Producer of the Female Solution. Grand Rising, sis, thanks for joining me this morning.
Well, Grand Rising, and I was just enjoying the poetry. So beautiful, such a vision that he has. People often personify women they personify the earth as a woman, as in Mother Earth, because the earth is one that nurtures you. And so when I can see that when a man looks at a woman and thinks in terms of what are her qualities, what are those nurturing qualities that a man seeks to have from a woman, and how the nearness to her is like the comfort that you get when you're near the earth. So, you know, when we look at earth therapy, what is it about being near the ground that heals you? And it's the same kind of healing that you get from another person, the physical contact, because the earth has an electromagnetic energy that actually helps to balance you. And it's the same way a woman helps to balance a man. Those two parts, the yin and the yang, those two parts that make up the whole. And the experience of intimacy is a return to the feeling of wholeness, because we are all part of the one energy of creation we call God. So when we seek to reunite with that other part of ourselves, it makes us whole. In the same way, when we get close to the earth and connect to the earth, it gives us that sense of wholeness. So I thank our dear friend for calling in and sharing his inspiration today.
And it is important that we recognize, Naima, you hit the nail on the head. The therapy is, you know, in our community, sometimes the word therapy is like taboo. It's like we don't talk. We don't talk about anything. But it's imperative that we do, because those thoughts are energy. And that energy sometimes gets stuck if it's not positive energy, and you carry that around with you. And one of the ways to release that is to shake it off. While if you can't get outside, like on a very cold day like today, is to have yourself some dirt in the house and some plants. As you can see, I'm surrounded by plants everywhere. This is my park. This is my Jamaica, because I can't get there, but baby, I brought Jamaica here, okay? So I couldn't get it, so I brought it. So you can do the same thing. bring the dirt in the house. You're like, I don't want the bugs. Yeah, well, when you get through using the dirt, put it in a bag, tie it up, put it in the corner. Leave it by the front door so when you walk in, you can get centered because you don't – I understand why the Japanese take off their shoes, Asians take off their shoes when they walk in the door, because they don't want all that negative energy that's on the bottom of their soles, plastic soles at that, and bring that in the house. And you got all that negative energy and things are just bouncing, popping off the walls. So you want to keep the energy on a even level where it's peaceful at home. You expect chaos and confusion when you go outside of your throne, but you want to keep it peaceful at home. And it's a mind, body, spirit experience.
It is. You know, I have 9 plants in my front room, and I feel their energy. They are living beings. I feel them. I feel their feelings. And I get up in the morning, open the curtains, you know, speak to them, good morning, you know, and there have been times some of them might be a little droopy or something.
Mm-hmm,
I'll say, you know, and I'll give them some water and talk to them. Sometimes I'll play music for them. I'll play birdsong music for them, and they'll perk up. I mean, I see them visually perk up.
I do, too.
So they're living beings with feelings, and they pick up our feelings as well. They're very sensitive. They're very sensitive beings. And when you realize that just because something is another species doesn't mean it doesn't have feelings.
Sure does.
Then you become more sensitive. You become more sensitive to the energy that you are emitting. I remember about a week I had one of the plants in the bedroom with me, and I was going through a depression. And that plant slowly looked like it was dying. I mean, it was, its leaves were drooping and sad, and I thought it was about to die. I didn't know what to do. And then it dawned on me, this plant is picking up my vibration.
Absorbing your energy, yeah.
And I moved the plant out of the room, and, you know, and I watered it, and I put it around other plants, and it perked back up, and I thought, oh, my. Think about what we're doing to each other energetically when we have negative thoughts. We're literally killing people with our energy, our thought energy, our vibration when we are negative. And at the same time, you can lift someone up with your vibration.
Yes, you can.
Lift someone up with your thoughts, your energy. You can make them feel better even if you don't say anything.
Yes, you can.
So it's so powerful. We are all energy. And when you see it, And you know, after the break, I'm going to bring you down the plant that's almost killed with my depression. how it's vibrant and alive, but I mean, it looked like it was dead. And I realized that I was killing it because I was sad, and I was projecting all my sad thoughts, and that was permeating the room, you know, the house. So when we are aware that we're part of a whole energetic system in the earth, and we're contributing to it, then we become conscious contributors to that energy system. We're all connected by a grid. We're all connected to it. And so whatever you're putting forth, it's spreading throughout the earth's grid. Your thoughts, your love energy, which is the energy of creation. When we understand that and we take off our shoes and walk in the soil and feel Earth's magnetic energy, our bodies can then, as you said, release the stress, release the toxins. Our blood flow can circulate. And when your blood circulates, that helps your body to eliminate the toxins. That's what your elimination process is for. But when we don't do that, all of the stress energy, all of the toxins stay stuck up in our bodies, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
It makes us physically sick. It makes us emotionally sick. And we're spreading that sickness wherever we go. And we're affecting the people. So this is why we have to see ourselves not as one separate individual, but part of the system. We're as cells in the body of God, and all that is creation is God, including us. So are we a healthy cell or are we a cancerous cell?
Ooh.
Contributing to the body of God.
Ooh, wow. You tapped on something there, Naima, because many of us don't realize that the health challenges that we have are a direct result of our thinking.
Yes.
My diabetes was part of that thinking.
Yes.
That lack.
Yes.
I'm working on a project that will not only help myself but others as well on how to release the patterns that make us do repeated things that are not of our best interest, like eating a whole pie instead of a slice of pie.
Because we're trying to use food as comfort.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I recognize that food was my go-to comfort. When my mom passed and I was sent south to live with an aunt, these people I don't know from Adam, and felt the sense of abandonment, a low sense of self-esteem. So food became my friend. That's why I love biscuits so much, because biscuits, you eat one and you're full as a kid. But when you get a little bit older, you know, all that dough and salt, that stuff catches up with you. So over a period of years, yeah, you know, you come up with some diseases within the system, this body that we carry around, and it will remind you that there's something off balance, and then you got to do the work. That's where the earthing comes in. You got to do the work. It's not like you go to a job, you clock in, and you do the work, and you come. No, this is 24/7, and it's a lifelong journey.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a process. Doesn't happen overnight. Oh, and speaking of overnight, I have got to pull up. I'm going to pull up the movie. I'm not going to pull up the movie, but the photos from the movie I watched night before last. I told you about it yesterday on our meeting. Emancipation.
Oh, yes.
The movie with Will Smith. And why am I talking about that? Because there was a photo in there that just knocked me off my feet. And we've all been seeing this photo, and I'm going to try and find it while we're in a commercial break because of the... I know you've seen it, and I need to look for the...
He's in the swamp, probably that one.
Yeah, he was in the swamp, but the overseers of the property of where he was, they wanted to take a picture of him, and they took a picture of his back. And I'm sure you've seen the back.
Oh,
you just didn't know
yeah.
who it was with all the
yeah.
webs on the back. And the trials and tribulations he went through. Of course, it's Oscar winning, but we don't. He at this point, he should know that he doesn't need an Oscar or Emmy or Globe or whatever to validate the work that he does, because he was simply phenomenal in this movie. And it wasn't anything that I hadn't seen or experienced, because I live down south. I know about the swamps, and I know. But the fact that he lived through and what he went through and still overcame because of his mind. He didn't care the fact that they told him, killing him, his wife, and four children, or however many children he had. It didn't matter, because his mind was on a mission of freedom. And when your mind makes up its mind that you are full speed ahead, you no blindness, you can't see to the left or to the right because you're on a mission. This is what you see, this for yourself and your future, and this is what you're going to do, and it all begins in here. Once you make up your mind, baby, it's a done deal. If you haven't seen the movie Anticipation, I'm going to try to find that guy's back as we go to commercial break. And if you want to join the conversation, feel free to. At 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak, and we'll be right back at you. So stay close.
Our kids' start and future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student's needs let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago.
Oops, sorry about that. Apologize for that.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student's need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
How are you feeling today? Do you worry about things? What do you worry about? Money? Relationships? Jobs? Your children? Probably all of those, right? Well, we haven't been taught the skill of silencing those voices and a plan on how to do that. Well, all you have to do is sign up. You're only one click away from the Worry Workshop. Just go to my blog, selfspeaks.wordpress.com.
Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
And rising. And thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. During commercial break, Naima went to get her plant. Girl, pull that plant up so we can see it. That is gorgeous. Wow, what is that? I think I got one of those. I do. Where's Sister Plant?
It's called Peace Lily, I believe it's called.
Is that what that is? I have no idea. I just know it's a plant and I like it.
I'm going to check and make sure.
Yeah,
I got an app on my phone that tells you what the plant is.
Oh, okay.
This plant, just a couple of months ago, I mean, the leaves are all droopy and it looked like it was dead. And now look at it.
And beautiful.
Then, you thought, oh, well, this plant is dead. Let me throw it out the window. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But it was picking up my sad vibration and manifesting what was happening to me on the inside.
Ah.
So this is my friend, one of my many friends that are just bringing their love energy to our home and sharing their oxygen to purify our air.
And I love it.
That was so profound, seeing that and seeing what it looks like when you are sad.
And
that's what it was, a physical manifestation of what sadness is.
And a plant, wow. I've had that experience too, and I'm so glad you said that, because to watch the plant, it's like it's withering, and then to watch it open up and sprout like that the word is amazing is overused, but that's the word that I'm using for this, because to see it drooping and then to see it come to life, that it gives you a sense of, wow, I just gave life to a dying plant. So I love the fact that that happens. And also, this has been my issue, Naima, is that when I buy a plant and I repot it, I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but they don't live long. So I stay, and I just went and bought new soil and the peat moss and all that. And it's like, why am I wasting all this money on peat moss and dirt and my plants die?
What happened to you when you were replanting?
See? That's why Naima's on the show, because she always brings something new and a fresh perspective. Wow, I never looked at it like that. But when I put it in water, they bloom. So what does that tell you about water?
Yeah.
Water is the life-giving substance. And the powers that be know that, so that's why they make it $5 a bottle now, especially in third world countries. You know, you can't pay rent, but you got to pay $5 for a little bitty bottle of water. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I digress.
I know you were looking for that.
That picture,
and we have it in our book, Slavery: The African American Psychic Trauma.
Let me pull it up there here on the internet.
And we have it in our chapter entitled "The Making of a Negro," explaining how those severe beatings was the systematic way we were broken. And, of course, we've talked about this before, you know, how we break the spirit of our children of the day with beating.
Mm-hmm.
Make a person feel like they're nothing. That's what a beating does. And that's why it's so damaging. That's why so many of us are still carrying that.
Right.
I mean, that's a trauma that your body remembers, your mind remembers, your spirit remembers, and that's why it's so profound when you experience that as a child. It's the same process of breaking your spirit.
Wow. This book is in high demand. Oh, my God, goodness, Naima. I think they want to order the book from you if they want it, because on Amazon, it's $159.
Next month, it will be available on our website. We're redesigning our website so we can include the audio book, the Kindle version. So, you know, give it about a week or so, and you can go to NaimaLatif.com.
Yeah. Because
otherwise, you're going to pay through the nose. It is very much in high demand.
Yes. And I see that you wrote this in 1994. When self-publishing was not as popular as it is now. I look back at my first book I wrote in 1997. Girl, you were on it already, 1994. So thank you for having the vision, for listening to the spirit within you that told you to write that book. And I'm still going to find that photo online somewhere here, but we've got to go to the phones. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Let's get some calls. Area code 706-202. I do believe that's Georgia. Is that Baba Kwame Sunhorse? Grand Rising.
And Assalamualaikum.
Yes. Welcome, Baba. Thank you so much for calling this morning.
Well, thank you for being there so I can communicate. You know,
amen.
It's very important. A woman. It's very important that we overstand Peter. You know, we talk about Peter in the Bible, but that picture that you're talking about, that man was named was Peter.
Yes.
Peter, yes.
Yes.
Yes,
and he was called Whipped Peter because in that picture that they took, that was to reveal what had happened. And the other part was in him being a father, a husband, the thing that he sought in him gaining his freedom was to do what? Find his family. So that right there shows the power of the black man then, and showing that it was important for them to get their family back together.
Mm.
And so that was part of slavery, in which we do not look at, in saying that black men had those families, and even though they were sold and separated, when that emancipation came about, they sought to find those families and those children that they knew that they were theirs. And This is the part of the freedom that we need to really relook at, because we have so many absent fathers in the home.
Mm.
And so, and the part that we look at, that proclamation, 160 years ago, January the 1st, was 160 years. That's just how far back we, that six generations.
Mm.
25
wow.
years is a generation, just six generations back.
Wow.
That's what we are looking at today in 2023. It was, freedom was given January the 1st, 1863. And so we got to look at how have we progressed or have we regressed? Because in that emancipation, they put the 13th Amendment, which says neither slavery nor indentured servitude, except if you're duly convicted of a crime in the United States or its commonwealth. The part of that is that then they didn't free you, because they made what was called Jim Crow laws. They made the Black Code laws. Now they have the crime bill, the drug bill, and all of these bills to say the criminalization of the man to be put back in, or the woman to be put back into that captivity, because you don't have the right of freedom anymore, because now you're a criminal, and as a criminal, you have less rights than a person that is not criminalized. And so I thank Naima for that book, because the part of it is that that was ahead of its time. And when we look at our plant relatives, everything, we're the youngest creation. Everything was created before we were. And we are, these are our relatives. And this is why they're able to connect with the frequency, the energy that we emit when we have sad feelings or when we are in despair or sick. And she was right. When you get replanted onto certain parts of the earth, there's a certain exchange that you have. And the thing that we're looking at, as above, so below, and where we are now in our Milky Way galaxy and the planetary alignment that this planet in our solar system is receiving, is a cosmic consciousness of growth and change for a new evolution of us as human beings. So we're in a very powerful time for, and this is what they are attacking, is the mind. Not the mind, the brain. They're looking at the heart. Because even now with their having their conferences and planning, the DNA is very important. And what they passed is a bill on January 10th, 2023, called the Declaration of the Nation of America. And they coded it as DNA. They have put out a new declaration as to what they're getting ready to do with this Western Hemisphere between Canada and United States and Mexico. This is a new era of what we call the new Jim Code and the algorithms, because what they're doing is now you're getting ready to become a behavioral slave. This is why we have all this technology, and what they're doing is being able to harvest how you think and what you feel in your heart.
Wow.
To be able to take control back again. So emancipation only means transfer of ownership. It does not mean free. You were born free.
Right.
You choose what slavery you are doing to. You're a slave to food. You're a slave to money. You're a slave to work. You become a captive by allowing something to have control of your will. That's why Creator says, let thy will be done. It's only the Creator's will, because he made the cosmic law, the universal law, and nature's law. We are out of order.
Yes, sir. Yes, we are. You hit the nail on the head. That is so powerful to be reminded that we are in control.
Yes.
And it all starts with what Baba Kwame Sunhouse said about Sunhorse. Baba Kwame Sunhorse told us some time ago about the spiritual and the ritual in that practice.
Yes. Yes. It's the practice of reconnecting to the spirit. And if you think about the spirit of our Creator as the power source for everything, it's just like the light that we have connected to the electric source. We are all light. But when we get disconnected, let's say if I pull the plug of one of the lights that was on, well, then they're not shining.
Right.
But the light is still there. It's just disconnected. So when we see people who are behaving as other than themselves, hurting people, causing pain to themselves and others, they're disconnected from the power source.
Mm.
They're disconnected from God. And they're not broken. They're just disconnected. So if we can reconnect them to the power source, if we can reestablish that connection so that they can receive the power from the divine and return to their original state as being sources of light, then we correct the problem. So what it is, we don't need to throw people in prison or and torture them and beat them and make them feel bad because they were disconnected. If we're going to remove them so that they are not committing harm, then the places that we take them needs to be places where we can reconnect them. So our prisons, and we've said this, the places that we need to take people to who are hurting themselves are places that need to be healing places, sources of rejuvenation and comfort, so that we can then reconnect them and they can then return to being the light that they are. And that is what solves the problem in our society. It's not, well, what do we do with all the bad people? The bad people are not bad. They're disconnected from the source. So what we must do is simply reconnect them to the source, and they will once again be the light that they are.
And how do you connect through that source?
Earthing, what you were speaking about, because what it is the earth is energy. Everything grows that is needed to sustain life. The earth provides it. What we have done is that we've taken people and put them in you are banned, urban areas that they pave over the earth with concrete and asphalt, disconnecting the human being from the energy of Mother Earth, paving over Mother Earth, cutting down the trees, paving over the forest, because the forest is the first community.
Mm.
And what we have been given by Creator Source is the energy of life, because Earth is life, because Earth in itself has the word heart, it has the word hear, it has the word ear, it has the word tear, the crying for life that we have been herded into these areas, well, what they call overpopulation, because urban only means is to take 1,000 people and put them in a square mile radius. And rural means you can take that same 1,000 people and put them in a rural area on the earth. You have a different frequency. You stack people on top of each other. But when you put people on the earth as the trees don't grow on top of each other. They grow and they know each tree has its space, and every plant grows with its tree. Everything has its balance in nature. We are out of balance. We're out of order by creating these type of areas to herd people in for behavior control.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing as a smart city. There's a smart forest, but they're now trying to create this technological living environment, which is causing more damage to people than it is in helping people.
You are absolutely right. And I want to piggyback off of what you just said about the earthing. What I forgot to mention was in the movie Emancipation with Will Smith is that he told a story of how when he was a little boy, he was sickly. You know, wasn't no doctors back in the day, not for us anyway. And how his mom wrapped him up in a blanket, and it was cold outside, and dug a hole and sat him in the ground until he got healed. The energy from the ground healed his wound. This boy was sick. He was near death. And I was like, wow, I know earthing is powerful. Mama AZ knows earthing is powerful because she calls and talks about it on the regular. And I was like, wow, I'm just putting my foot in the dirt. I need to go somewhere and dig a hole. So I fit my whole butt in the hole. Good Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Mama AZ, for listening this morning. Shout out to Mama AZ because she always brings it and keep it real. Baba Kwame, I'm going to keep you on the line, but we got to get some more of these calls. Area code 262-733. I need a hole, girl. I need a whole hole. 262-733, Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Grand Rising. This is Reba Booth Brown, Mama Reba, Reba the teacher, Reba La Maestra, and
hey.
I am honored. Hey there. Hi, sis.
Where are you calling from, Mama Reba?
From Chi-Town, y'all, from Chi-Town.
Okay.
I am honored to just be connected to your voice live. You know, I met you years ago at Repair the Breach. You were actually helping people with their not-for-profits.
Naima?
Naima, Sister Naima, I met over the air, and then we connected through John Alexander. We just connected in different ways. Baba Kwame, yeah. And I got that book, the Female Solution, you raffled it off a couple of times. And I'm like, wow, I need my copy, you know. So even just the excerpts that I recall, just I learned so much. This particular podcast, I am just called reconnecting, but I'm always able to take notes.
Thank you so much, Mama, from the Shag.
We have an event coming up, you guys, February 3rd, this Friday, February 3rd, at the Grand Ballroom Chicago. All are invited. Minister Plump asked me to give you guys a call to share. He is one of our honorees, as is all of you guys. I mention you guys as I learn more about you so that our young people would know. I call us local celebrities and leaders in the community. So we're celebrating leaders in the community at the Grand Ballroom Chicago. So the first half, you guys, is going to be a conference from 5 to 7:30 with dinner. And we're also going to have food for the latter half. So we're just inviting the steppers and the what they call house hands together, because when we get together and party, we don't have fights and things like that. We may have situations, and then someone actually handles it before it becomes, you know, a violent situation. So there's something about that frequency in the music as well. I'm a singer, by the way, so my band is going to be performing. So we're just teaching through the fine performing arts. This conference is a fine arts and design conference. And so we have Lawton Merritt out of Wisconsin, who's going to be our keynote speaker. Minister Plump is an honoree. Reggie Miles, so I'm a former WKKC disc jockey, if you say. And so I really, really, some of the names like Baba Kwame, I've heard about people growing up. I'm old enough to have done my research, but I'm still, there's so much to learn. So everything that you guys have shared from the earth, my plants, I've watched my plants grow. I guess the plant that I have now, Mama Claudette, mom had a plant that I've actually divided into so many different daughters and sons. So the plants and reconnecting with the earth, everything that you guys have shared is so profound. Our young people are scholars. We just have to reconnect them and actually take advantage of the power of social media. Back in the day, we were talking about taking over the airways, and it's just an opportune time. I really like the history that was shared about our 10 generations back, 160 years, being that we're now in 2023. So I pretty much appreciate you guys for letting me share not only our event, but just to hear what you guys are sharing, because this is a learning experience. And I'm grateful. So we're going to get more young people on the line as well. So you guys are invited. You guys are my special guests. I will add you to the list if it's okay, our guest list. So you guys can come on out at the Grand Ballroom.
What's the address?
So the Grand Ballroom Chicago is located at 6351 South Cottage Grove. We have elevator access as well as patrolled security. For both parking lots, one behind the building and one adjacent across the street, behind the residential building that we use. So,
all right. Thank you so much for calling and sharing.
And the Grand Ballroom is black on as well.
All right. Thank you so much, Greg.
You're welcome.
Greatly appreciate you, Mariba, from
this shot. Can I get my number real quick?
Go right ahead.
Thank you. If you want more information, because we're going to have the young people perform, and Sax Preacher will be there, Minister Rahim Afton. He is one of our elder performers. So 773-449-8839. Again, the number is 773-449-8839. And you can visit Reba, lamaestra.com, or Reba, theteacher.org, R-E-B-A, theteacher.org, for more information.
Hey, Reba, thank you so much for calling. We greatly appreciate it. It is 827. Let's try to get another call in here before we go. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Area code 779-801. You are live on the Female Solution. Grand Rising, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Grand Rising. This is Maika calling from Pembroke, Illinois. How are you this morning?
Grand Rising, my sister. So good to hear you.
Yes, so I'm calling. I want to invite all of your listeners to come to the radio station 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Wednesday. Call in, and we're going to be celebrating National Freedom Day. Freedom Day is the day that the 13th Amendment was signed by Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
And we just found out that this is a real holiday that the United States has enacted. As a matter of fact, President Truman put this holiday on the federal code. He made it a federal code, which is law. He made it law. So, and also, the I Am calendar is available for people who want to study their history. And there are some reasons why we should study our history. I just want to share three or four quotes. One quote is from author George Orwell, or he wrote Animal Farm. He said, the most effective way to destroy people is to deny and obliterate their own understanding of their history. Is that not what has been done? I mean, if you look at what's going on in Florida now, they want to add the queer stuff and all kind of history. Which
but
then,
you can't teach history, but you can teach all the other stuff, LBGQAMZW.
Right, you can do all that, but you can't teach the true history of a people who were violated here in America. And then you have Dr. Naeem Akbar. He says, if you know the greatness from which you have come, then that can begin to give you the keys to reveal what you can be. In other words, you have to have something to stand on. Something great from your past that you can identify with, which is our history.
Mm-hmm.
And then Erykah Badu says, we as black people have to tell our own story. We have to document our history. When we allow someone else to document our history, the history becomes twisted and we get written out. And that's what's happening. So it is imperative as I studied these great leaders and what they've said about the importance of history, that history be provided for the people. And that's why the calendar came into being, because it was, they were my inspiration in telling me what was needed. It is a Ghanaian proverb that says, if you understand the beginning well, the end will not trouble you. So anybody can go to the website at anewbeing.com/February and download a poster giving you the history of February, which is full of greatness. And I look forward to talking to you all on Wednesday with Naima and the brother Kareem. So please join us on Wednesday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Mike, do I have that website right? anewbeing.com/February?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wonderful. So yeah, this is where you go, and I'll include that information on the blog, too, as well. So in the meantime, in between time, go to anewbeing.com. You can see there, see it there on the screen. And for those who are on the switchboard, it'll be on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. But right now, we are talking about Earth Therapy, and this is all a part of it, so you stay close. We have more headed your way, and we're going to come back to the phone and take your calls right after this break, so stay close.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these voices of enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God. The light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Susan Essentials leads you to wellness by giving you access to more than 20,000 sustainably produced nutritional products delivered direct to your door.
Rising, and thank you for joining us back here in the last half hour of the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show. Excuse me, if you're watching online, let us know where you're watching from. What city, state, country, county, municipal, incorporated or not? 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak as we go to the phone lines. Baba Kwame Sunhorse is still here with us, and he had a comment. Go ahead, Baba Kwame. Your mic is open. Unmute yourself. Baba Kwame Sunhorse.
Okay, yes. And I'd like to thank also Sister Maika for what she was sharing about what we're doing. And she also is talking on the part of the calendar, being able to say that that day was given to us as Freedom Day. The other part of it is there was a song created by James Weldon Johnson, Lift Every Voice and Sing. And it's very important to understand that how we were able to see ourselves and give our story about what we have done in this on this planet. And I have to quote my elder ancestor, Dr. John Henry Clark, said, history is a clock that people use to tell their political and culture time of day. It is also a compass people use to find themselves on the map of human geography. And that's what we're doing, what you're doing with this show. Right now, you're giving us the geography. Where are we on this earth? Geo means earth. And so what we have to begin to look at is how do we use this earth energy in the evolving of us as human beings on this planet. And so it's very important how we understand our story, because what she was speaking about is that, yes, you know, they can tell his story, but what is our story? And you know me with words, I took the word our. And ours stands for the original universal race. The original universal race is who we are. And what we have to do is reconnect to our universal oneness, because we're part of the Creator's creation of this planet and of this solar system. So it's very important in how we understand the conscious shift that's going on this planet, on each and every being and every seed that is planted on this planet. So it's important in how we use our words. So this is all I can share at this moment to say it's very important that the females are giving us the solution.
Praise God through whom all blessings flow. What was that
acronym
you gave? What was it? The universal out of his car.
Oh, it is the original universal race. O-U-R, our.
Oh.
We are the original universal race.
Wow. Wow. But only about, yeah. Yeah, I love it. He's a wordsmith. He always brings it home. Go ahead, Naima.
I had a thought when you were talking about transplanting, and you know, you try to pull up a plant and put it in new soil, it doesn't flourish, you know. But then if you repot a plant in a way where you keep it in its original soil, and so when you plant it in new soil, it's still in its original surroundings, so it doesn't feel like it's something foreign. And it can still thrive because everything's still familiar. It's still in its own original soil. And it's just the new soil that's around it. Well, it's the same thing when people go to another place, when they can still bring all of their culture, all of their memories, all of the things that they're familiar with, they can still thrive. When we were transplanted, we didn't have any of that. We didn't have any of our original culture, our original language, and so we had nothing that was familiar. We had nothing that could keep us thriving, and that's why we're still struggling with feelings of disconnection, and we're still
distressed because we didn't have any of those things that we brought from home with us the way other immigrants had. They brought their language, their culture, their ways of living, their rituals. They brought all of their own dirt with them. They brought all of their own surroundings where they were rooted with them. So their roots didn't have to be uprooted. They did not have that feeling of being someplace foreign and alien because they brought it all with them. That's why they still thrive.
Mm-hmm.
When we were transplanted, it's like someone snatched up the plant and put them in new dirt, and nothing was familiar. None of the things that were nurturing us originally were there. Just like a plant, when it grows, the soil that it's growing in, it has all its nutrients and everything that's nurturing it. And when you pull that up, you pull them away from that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they don't thrive
mm-hmm.
in new soil.
Mm-hmm.
Why we didn't thrive in this new soil, we didn't have our original surroundings with us, our original dirt with us, our original nutrients with us.
Say that, girl.
So that's why we have to reconnect with who we are. And as Maika was talking about the history and what we lost and why we're not thriving is because we don't have all of the things that nourished us. We didn't bring that with us the way others did.
Wow.
That's the thing. And so the plants have illustrated that very powerfully to us.
Wow.
When you move to another place, you must take with you all of your original soil, all of your original surroundings, all of the things that you grew up in that's still nurturing and nourishing you. And you bring that with you. And so what you're surrounded by is something new and different, but what's nourishing you is your original root, and that's why you thrive.
Wow, that is powerful, Naima. You are right on target. That's why I just love me some love the female solution, because you allow the spirit to speak through you in a way that we can understand and break it out. That plant analogy, I mean, that was just thebomb.com. I don't know what else to call it. Because
I think it was transmitted to, I think I have a plant here.
The plant is speaking like Jody's bird speak to her during this. The plants are speaking.
There you go. I'm telling you, everything is alive if you listen to talking.
Yes. And if you wonder why your plant dying, what's the conversation going on in the household? Is there argument?
You go.
You know, what's going on? But I digress. 843, we got to get some of these calls. 262-733, you are live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your comment?
Grand Rising. It's Sister Reba, Mama Reba, again. Actually, I was able to speak, but I did not mention our podcast with Brother L.A. and myself. So we are building time.
Got to get some of these other calls. Text me, and I will put you on. I will include that information on the list. Area code.
Teaches Spanish, so as we expand to our global family, I'll be reaching out to sisters like her to, you know, every now and then do some translations, you know, like we do when we go and cover Dr. Wilson, and, you know, he has his
Yes.
We're going to be doing that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling back in, Sister Reba. We'll put that information on the blog, on our blog, hln-tv.blogspot.com. Hate to cut you off, but we only got a few minutes and we got a lot of calls. 336-350, you're live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 336-350, unmute yourself.
Greetings, Sister Zelda. You can't hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. Is that Mama AZ?
Yes, ma'am, it is. And I'm calling you from stolen land in Cochise County, Arizona, Fort Huachuca, Sierra Vista. And I thank you, Brother Kwame. I thank us. I love you, sir. Brother Kwame is the bomb. He's kept me grounded on this planet for eons and eons of time. I'll give you an example. When you said, Sister Zelda, about earthing and you shared about Will, I haven't seen that movie. It just, wow. It's like watching myself on film. You know, the doctor said, he said to me, he says, Paris, I don't know how you did not feel this rod eating through your bone. This rod that we're going to take out, it has eaten a big hole in your bone. Well, it had to do with earthing. I'll send you some pictures. Back in the day, I dug holes. Brother Kwame came to my campground in North Carolina that I had for 13 years, and he gave me my first sweat there. I've had many, but at that spot, and I would earth. I would dig a hole, a pit, as tall as up to my breast and as wide as I could stretch my arms out, and I would sleep in that pit. And it would take the pain. I didn't realize that cobalt rod was eating through my bone. That's how effective earthing is. And thank you for sharing about Will in the movie or something wrapping up in the blanket. And I've been doing that since I was 5 years old, going to the lake with my parents, and I had no idea. I would dig a hole, family, and get my blanket and sleep in that hole, and my parents would just kind of leave me alone. Well, you know, that's Puttin' Ann. She's different, or whatever the case may be. And they didn't know what I was doing. They didn't know I was earthing. So thank you for this show, because you have given me stamina to face these creatures that I have to face in this city. And that's another thing we will have a show and talk about. Thank you. Thank us so much for the earthing show.
Thank
you. Just don't know. Thank us. Peace. Thank you.
Thank you so very much, Mama AZ, a longtime loyal listener who was even on the show before I even started here on Blog Talk Radio on The Female Solution. And Mama AZ is just such a wealth of information. She and Baba Kwame Sunhorse, I mean, they just bring it on home. And she does what came to her naturally as a child, because, Naima, you know, yesterday we have our Sunday morning Sisters of the Mind meetings before we have the show during the week. And the conversation always comes in. It's like, why are we not recording this? Because things that are said, it's like little snippets. Little snippets. It's like people need to hear this. We don't just need to hear. They need to hear.
But, record these.
Yes. Because it's like, it, just like Mama AZ said, some of the things that are said that we do naturally, it comes natural to us, but it's not natural to everybody because they don't know. And just like Mama AZ, she's been doing this since the age of 5. Here I am at 65 just learning to do it. So, you know, it just depends on the environment that you grew up in. And
well, you know, in the book Psychic Trauma, we call it genetic memory.
Genetic memory, yes.
Things that come through us that weren't taught by our parents or practiced anywhere, but it's inside of us, and so it comes forth. And that's why you see genius coming out of our children.
Yes.
That's something that couldn't be suppressed.
Yes.
No matter how much we were beaten, no matter how much we were denied access to information, the knowledge is within. And so that's why the experiment they had with trying to create a person who would just be a mindless slave,
mm-hmm.
It didn't work.
Mm-mm.
Because we always had that connection to spirit. We always had stored within the cells of our body the memory of our lives and the things that we had experienced and learned. So it would come through us even if we were never taught. Just like Mama AZ, instinctively, something in her said, heal your body with the earth. And that's what she did.
Well, that's phenomenal. See, because you're not going to learn this anywhere else.
Yeah.
They're not going to tell you to go outside and stick your feet in some dirt, because they want you to go to the doctor and get a prescription.
Absolutely.
I was so happy when I went to the doctor last week, and she just told me I had a vitamin B12 deficiency. I was so happy I could have kissed her. She did not even think about pulling out a prescription pad to give me a prescription for medication. She said, you have a vitamin deficiency. Get you some B12. Mm-hmm. And don't take the shot because, can you believe a doctor said don't take the shot? Well, she didn't say don't take the shot. She said it's not necessary that you take the shot. What you need is the liquid. You put the B12 up under your tongue for 30 seconds and let it do what it do. And because you're going to be doing this for the rest of your life because you have a vitamin deficiency. And I was like, oh, okay. So that just goes back to what I talked about with DiabeticDonut.com. Most of the diseases, dis-ease, imbalances that we have in our lives is due to our nutritional content. There is no nutrition in the soil. That's why you got to begin to grow your own food. You don't have to spend an arm and a leg like I did on my grow tower over there. You can start with sprouts. You got a windowsill at home, go to the store, get you some sprouts, some seeds, and watch them grow just like a plant. And put them in everything you eat. You don't like to eat them, juice them.
That's right. You know what, as we talk about the deficiencies, the vitamin deficiencies, Mother Earth is very intelligent. So when she has the vitamin deficiency, she produces a plant that will aid in giving back those nutrients. So all of these things that we in our ignorance call weeds, that are restoring the nutrients that Mother Earth needs. That plant that grows in our lawns and we call it crabgrass, well, that's restoring a lot of the nitrogen that the earth has lost because it's deficient, because we've been abusing the earth. So many of the plants that I'm so grateful during our pandemic farm work and studying, because I didn't know anything. I grew up in the city. I knew nothing. Studying all of these different plants, and I have that app on my phone, Picture This, which will, you know, you plant, you take a picture of the plant, it'll show you exactly what it is, what it does, and everything. All these plants that we pull up and we kill and we spray pesticides on, these are plants that Mother Earth is using to replenish her soil so that it has the nutrients that we need, so that when she replenishes her soil, we can go out there and dig a hole and sit in it and lie in it and put our feet in and be restored to our healthy balance. Mother Earth is giving us what we need. We, in our ignorance, are killing the very things that she is giving us to restore our health.
I even heard somebody say, I'm not going out there in my yard to pull up no weeds. I don't know about all that. I was like, all you got to do is bring it in the house and soak it in some vinegar, a teaspoon of vinegar and a cap of, a teaspoon of vinegar and a teaspoon of baking soda, and let it sit for a few minutes, rinse it off, then go on and juice it, or cook it, or however you want to do it. We have become so indoctrinated, so brainwashed into thinking the herbs that are growing from the ground in our backyards, on the block, that is poison. No, the poison is what you get from the grocery store to come off the shelf. If you are anywhere in those aisles, stay away from those inside aisles. You want to be on the peripheral. You want to be where the fruits and vegetables. That's really the only thing that you want from the store, because you don't want any, especially the bread. Oh, Lord, don't let Viana start talking about the bread.
I'm telling you. You know what's funny? Now, I grew sweet potatoes last year, and, you know, me and my sister, when she came to visit, we had fun. We were digging up sweet potatoes, because I had never done it before. I didn't even know what they looked like, but I planted sweet potatoes first time, and then, of course, the sweet potato is actually, you know, the root of the plant, and it grows, and it's a potato, and you can eat it. So, you know, we're digging in the dirt, we find the sweet potato, like, oh, wow, we got sweet potatoes.
I got one.
So I'm offering it to my friends. Of course, you know, I want my friends to share in this wonderful harvest, and my friend says, I ain't eating nothing to come out of no dirt.
Exactly.
But everything comes out of the dirt.
Everything comes out of the dirt. Everything. If it, as a matter of fact, if it doesn't come out of the dirt, you don't need to be eating it.
You're right. I mean, it came out of somebody's lab. Which
right.
Is probably, you know, plastic or something. Do you really want to eat that?
And speaking of plastic, I saw the what was it on TikTok or YouTube somewhere where a lady was cutting up some cabbage, and then she lit it and found out it was plastic.
Yes.
So the,
yes, they're making this stuff in laboratories.
Yes.
Plastic. So
and you think you was good.
Come out of the dirt, because if it don't come out of the dirt, it ain't food.
Thank you.
But you know, when you're born and raised in the city and you buy your groceries and the grocery store was all, you know, wrapped in plastic and everything, you don't have a consciousness that this came out of the soil.
Right.
That's why we're so disconnected, like what Baba Kwame's talking about. We're so disconnected from the naturalness of life that we don't even recognize what it looks like. And that's what we have to reclaim. We have to take our children and show them what the source of life looks like. Show them how food and everything you need comes out of the soil, and they're all a part of the soil. They're part of the one ecosystem of life. We have to teach them that. That's what we're doing in our parenting class is teaching parents how to reconnect their children to the source of life so they understand it's all one system that they're a part of, and they can understand reproduction and everything else. But man, if the only place you ever see vegetables is when it's wrapped in plastic in the supermarket, yeah, you'll say, come out of the dirt. And it's the dirt that's healthy.
The dirt is your friend. The dirt has all the vitamins and minerals that you need. You see kids eating dirt and you want to slap the dirt out their head. Well, now I understand it, but I digress. Anyway, someone just sent me a text, and I have to share this with you before we go off the air. It's 8:57. Are we having after show, Naima?
Well, I don't know if people have heard enough of me today.
I think we've pretty much covered everything. Yeah, because I need to get this show edited so it can air on television as too. But before we go, I want to share this with you. Someone just sent me a text about the hair relaxer lawsuit that's going on because there are cancer-causing agents. So all you have to do is go to Google and type in cancer-causing hair relaxer lawsuit. So if you go and type that in, you'll see why some of us act the way we do, because we have been misinformed about the chemicals that are going down here. I know I permed my hair for 4 years, so if I'm crazy, now you know why. Because the chemicals have produced the kind of consciousness that is not of our best interest. So I just wanted to share that with you. So, and I'll post all that information on our blog. But right about now...
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows. Listen to our radio shows. Order our book. And be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of them who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China,
and they made the chemical, we would straighten it because we wouldn't know the benefits of why we all want to be dark and lovely with the long flowing hair. And I ain't hating on nobody, been there, done that. But when you know better,
friends,
better. Bam. And on that, let's hear Grazie. The closing comment.
Italy. Grazie. Egypt. Shukran. Ghana. Medasi. Nigeria. Eshe. South Africa. Ngiyabonga. Senegal. Jerez. Kenya. Asante. Israel. Toda. Pakistan. Shukriya. Afghanistan. Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Thanks for sharing. talented team. Are you ready to showcase your skills and potentially win cash prizes and scholarships? We're excited to announce our Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, where you can enter by submitting a one-minute video of your unique talent. Here's how to participate. 1. Record a one-minute video of yourself performing your talent. 2. Share the video on TikTok. Include the hashtag Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. 3. Tag 3 friends who also have amazing talent. Submit your video by the deadline. We can't wait to see all of the amazing talent that you have to offer. Remember to be creative and have fun with it. The top talents will be selected by a panel of judges and will be announced shortly after. So don't wait. Start filming and good luck.
And I sincerely apologize for not announcing the winner of the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest.
Yeah, did you hear my vote? I emailed it last night.
And the vote, it's a tie. I'm like, oh my God, so how are we going to break this tie? So we got to go and we got to break the tie. How about that? I'll just leave it at that. So
I guess the top two ties.
Yeah. Next
it was close.
I mean, because they were simply phenomenal, and I want to thank you all for voting. So the scores were due by midnight, and we have to keep it that way. But when there's a tie, we got to ask people to vote again. So please go to our YouTube channel and type in a Higher Learning TV show, and you can vote again, because we got to get a winner. Otherwise, I don't know what to say. Okay. So thank you so much for joining and watching this show. And if you'd like to be a sponsor of Monday Morning Mindfulness, simply email us info@higherlearningnetwork.org. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, stay tuned to tomorrow morning, Jody Susan, Self-Cell Care. You'll be glad you did. Thanks for watching. Namaste, peace, shalom, love, peace, and hair grease. How about that? All right. Okay, we off now. Wonderful. Okay.
Did you hang up from Boston?
Doing it right now for HL. Okay, y'all can hang up now. Yeah, that was, you know what, that thought came to me last night when we were talking on Viata's show, actually, in episode. I was like, Lord, what am I going to talk about? Vicar, you done.